Hey, it's Kev. Thanks for listening to the Morning X This Week podcast. If you listen to it, let us know. Give me a text at 59457. Just start it with the word Kev and it will come to me. In the meantime, enjoy the clips that I like best this week.
It's the Morning X This Week, powered by Expert Electronics.
104.9 The Morning X is Kev. Matt Hall is in the room. What's up, Matt?
Hey, good morning, sir.
Good to see you survive the snowpocalypse over the weekend.
I do. At least it happened on a Saturday where you could stay in and just drink it away.
Plus, it wasn't really as bad as they said.
No,
it
was not. It's never as bad.
They got it worse in Chicago. My father-in-law sent me a picture. They shoveled their front walk. It looked like the Death Star trench.
Awesome.
They got like over a foot there. It was insane.
You ever, when you live in Chicago and you park your car on the side of the street, you ever put the lawn chairs out to save your space?
Dibs, they call that.
Yeah. Do not ever move those chairs and park or your car will suffer repercussions. People slash your tires.
Luckily, not something we have to worry about around here.
No, we're good on that.
There's usually plenty of parking in the Rockford area.
Yeah.
That's one positive. And almost no traffic. I love it.
But the snow that's piling up with the snow trenches, like you said, like it's crazy to see. I bet in Chicago even more.
On our Facebook page at The X Rockford today, we're doing overrated, underrated again. We're going for actresses this time. And now, let me make this clear, Matt. This is not hot and not hot.
Okay,
we're talking about just actresses' quality of performance. And whether or not they get on your nerves or whatever, or you like them, you tend to gravitate toward their movies more.
Sure.
This is not hot or not. We could do that another time, but and it's going to be very tempting to dislike an actress because she's an uggo, but that's not the point here. Okay.
All right.
So just in case you had some based on that in your mind.
Just based on my personal annoying preferences, I don't like them on screen. I don't care for what they do.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want to respond, you can send a text. Make sure it has the word Kev, and then give us your response, 59457. And so, Matt, underrated, overrated actresses. Doesn't matter which one you gave me first, just give me one.
I'm going to say overrated. It's Gwyneth Paltrow. I don't like anything she's in. I find her annoying. I don't think she was a good girlfriend for Tony Stark. I didn't like her in any of those Marvel movies. Vagina candles explode all over the place and cause fires. I think she's a nuisance. And yeah, that's what I think about her.
I was kind of had a crush on her.
Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah, but I mean, acting wise, it is kind of just like flat.
Emote.
Yeah.
Do something. Show some emotion. Yeah. She's like dead up there on the screen.
Yeah, and then they had the nerve to like make her a superhero.
Oh, yeah, no. The most boring superhero ever. Hi, I'm here to save the day. Oh, great. It's Gwyneth Paltrow.
You get it? My Iron Man costume is pink.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't buy her.
Yeah, I don't either.
Oh, God, I'm angry about that. Jeez.
And they named her kid Apple. What the hell is the matter with them?
Oh, is that what the... You know what? That started off the weird baby name type thing. Remember back when they named their kid Apple?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Everyone was like, what? And now it's just like, well, they've gotten crazy with it.
Yeah, and all these words. Every kid is a word now.
Yeah.
Anyway, how about you got an underrated? Somebody you don't think gets enough credit?
An underrated actress. You know, I've always liked Sandra Bullock, but I believe she probably gets enough credit. I think she won an Oscar, didn't she?
I can't.
For the Blind Side, possibly?
Perhaps. Or she was definitely nominated if she didn't win it. I don't know.
I like Sandy Bullock. She's cool.
Me too.
And
it has nothing to do with the fact that she's gorgeous.
Or Charlize Theron. Ooh, Charlize Theron. Is it Theron or Theron?
I think it's one of those things like rodeo and rodeo, you know? It's like you can pronounce it either way.
Tomato. She's great in things.
Yes, she's an amazing actress.
You know? So there's a couple
of them. And again, has nothing to do with the bangability, okay? Nothing to do with that.
I would. Both of them, mind you. More Charlize, though.
Dude, this was a tough choice for me.
Okay.
Overrated Nicole Kidman. And for some reason, they keep ramming her down our throats.
It's true. Why do they do that?
She's never been good. She's been fine, but never great.
What was her big role? Why is she so famous?
I have no idea. I just remember that she was in Batman, one of the Batman movies.
Yeah, she was. That's right.
And I rewatched that one recently, and she's awful in it.
She's in the worst Batman, too.
And she's always been gorgeous, but she screwed up her face.
She did something to it.
She had surgery, and now she looks like the Joker from the 1989 Batman. But again, this is not about looks. I have to keep pointing that out.
I thought you said we weren't going looks. Yeah.
It has nothing to do with that. It's just acting, again, fine, but like, you know, do we need that much? Does she have to have the lead in everything that she's in?
She's like Gwyneth Paltrow. There's no emotion. I don't know what it is.
I don't know. Underrated for me, and I think she's going to get her due, Julia Garner from Ozark. Now, I don't know if this rings a bell for you, but she's a blonde girl from Ozark. You ever watch Ozark?
No.
Dude, she is so good. She's probably in her mid-20s right now, so she's got a future. She's in Ozark. She was in that series about Waco. Did you watch the Waco series?
I need to watch more Netflix.
Either way, she's popping up in a lot of things. She's really good, really talented. I think she's got a great future.
Kind of like Brie Larson, now that I think about it, too. Like an up-and-coming, attractive young actress.
Yeah, but Captain Marvel is boring.
I saw it. Yeah, it kind of was.
Yeah. Catherine Hahn, overrated, says Chris. I'm sorry, underrated, says Chris. And I totally agree. Catherine Hahn.
Who's that?
Is awesome. You know Catherine Hahn.
No, I don't.
You do. And you need to Google her picture right now.
What kind of films is she?
You're going to know who this is.
Okay.
Did you ever see Step Brothers?
Yeah.
The sister-in-law from Step Brothers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's great. I like her.
Yeah, she's...
She's hilarious.
There's her picture. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and she's hilarious and a brilliant actress, too. She's been in some dramatic roles recently, and she's been nominated. She's really good.
There's a lot of underrated actresses out there.
This guy says that most everybody else is overrated. Let's say he's definitely all in on Catherine Hahn, this guy.
It's got clearly a thing for her.
Matt says, underrated is Jewel State from Firefly.
Don't know.
Not sure if I even pronounced that right. Overrated Angelina Jolie, because while she's moderately attractive, I feel she's rather lazy with acting.
Yeah.
Flat. Again, just nothing. She gives us nothing.
She really doesn't do it for me, you know. I mean, physically, yes, but...
She won an Oscar for Girl Interrupted, I know that. Which
did she?
I'm sure that was a good performance.
She gets naked in some of her films, which is pretty cool.
Again, not about that.
I know. Well, it's hard not to go back there.
Bangability is not what we're talking about.
Well, sorry. That should be a segment then.
It should. It's also not 1995 anymore.
I know.
So we
we're
really
pigs.
Can't.
I got it.
Right. Underrated Taylor Russell. Not sure who that is, says Jason. Overrated Rebel Wilson. Thank you. Why was Rebel Wilson such a thing at any time ever?
Boy, they really shove her down our throats, don't they?
Well, they did. I mean, they stopped because they realized she's irritating.
Maybe it's her voice. I don't know what it is. Her in-your-face attitude. I don't know what it is, but it bothers me, too.
Just, yes. There was this thing. It's like...
She's British. I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Maybe. Is she even British?
What if it's a fake accent?
Is that your real name, Rebel Wilson?
1049, The Morning X.
Real Rock Report.
Hey, it's Real Rock Report, powered by Oscar's Pub and Grill and Jack's Pub. With that report, as always, here's Lou.
A committee has been formed to explore honoring Eddie Van Halen with a statue in his former hometown of Pasadena, California. You really need a committee for that. In order to get this done, they had to put someone in charge of it, and that someone is his longtime friend and guitar tech, Rudy Loren. He is the director. Michael Garrett, a special projects manager with the city, says they're reviewing all the ideas. They have a lot of them on the plate. He also says they have been in touch with the firm that represents Van Halen's interests. So this is probably going to get done.
I wouldn't see why not.
I agree. It makes total sense to see that happen. That's the town he came to after they moved from the Netherlands in the 60s, so... It fits.
My guess is if they put it up to a committee, the statue's going to look terrible.
Yeah, right. It's going to look nothing like Eddie Van Halen, but still, there'll be a statue. Chevelle's released another track from Nothing Is Real and This Is a Simulation. That's due out March 5th. You can check out Peach right now on the X's Facebook page. And Wolfgang Van Halen and his band, Mammoth WVH, they are going to make their live TV debut. ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live on February 11th for that. And that's your Real Rock Report, powered by Oscar's Pub and Grill on East State, Jack's Pub on North Perryville, both open at 11 a.m., offering delivery, takeout, and indoor dining while following all state mask and social distancing guidelines.
Yeah, when you put things up to a committee like that, things can go wrong.
Things can go real wrong. I mean, sometimes they happen and they just don't end up right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, somebody in the meetings can be like, look, I don't want to say, but like, is it fair if just Eddie gets a statue? I mean, should we have the Gary Cherone one right next to him? Should we put all the other band members in there? We need all of them who've ever been in the band if we're going to put one guy's statue up.
Yeah, well, I don't know. You're right. That's exactly how it would shake down. But in reality, would we know most of those guys if we didn't have Eddie? Like, would Alex Van Halen have changed music? I don't think so.
I doubt that, no.
I just don't see that him being that kind of a guy.
I'm definitely going to have to check out Mammoth WVH on King Kimmel. You said it was Kimmel, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited to see that, too. Wolfgang Van Halen's band playing live, something they haven't really been able to do yet. I mean, he did most of the work for the album himself.
The entire album, yeah.
And they were crushed with COVID like everybody else, so they couldn't tour. So this will really be the first time we get to see what they sound like live.
Yeah, that's going to be great. It's going to be great. Thanks, Lou. 30 degrees and sunny today. 30 degrees and sunny tomorrow. Looks like the snow is going to stay away until Thursday. So enjoy these first 3 days of the week.
Oh, my gotten more snow?
Yeah.
I heard a little bit about it, but I didn't hear how much.
How was it by you? Because where I was, it was all right.
The streets were cleared pretty quick. But, you know, just a bunch of snow to move around. Throw in different places. That's really what it came down to.
Chicago got douched.
Oh, did they?
Oh, yeah. My father-in-law sent me a picture of the front walk. And they shoveled the front walk. It looked like the Death Star trench.
Oh, God.
It was really deep.
Well, I think New York is supposed to get, 2 feet in New York City today.
Ah, take that, douchebags.
Which I heard on the way in, the record was 26 inches. They may end up breaking it because some parts of New York are going to get 3 feet, and they said it's possible that 3 feet could fall in the city, in Manhattan.
3 feet. I've never heard of 3 feet of snow.
It's nuts. It's nuts. Especially in a city, you're not moving. You're not moving if you have room to put that snow places. There's nowhere to put it in New York City. You're not moving.
This is somehow going to be Andrew Cuomo's fault. Somehow.
As long as he fights with his brother about it on CNN, I'm all in. Those are the best. When those videos come out of those two just arguing on air.
Oh, yeah.
Mom loved you more.
For sure. Yeah, and it's funny because Andrew Cuomo kind of looks like the Incredible Hulk version of Chris Cuomo.
He has a Lou Ferrigno thing going on.
Yeah. Yeah, so if it's Chris Cuomo, right? On CNN?
Oh, yeah, Andrew's the governor, right.
Yeah, yeah, so if Chris Cuomo turned into the Hulk, he would look like Andrew.
That's so true. That's funny.
Yeah, thanks, Lou. Hey, look, that's going to do it for the Morning X today. Tomorrow, we will announce the tool of the month. You can still vote right now at thexrockford.com to decide who for January was the biggest dumbass. 4 finalists, 4 tools of the week, and there's some dumb ones in there. You can vote now at thexrockford.com. We'll announce the winner of that tomorrow. Also, we'll bring you some good news because we need some in these tough times. And also, your celebrity dump. Lou, anything else to add?
I'm good.
Hey, we got some new stuff going on, don't we? Why don't we mention that before we go? Real quick, cash for couples.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that is happening now. I forgot that was up. It is. Yes. Chance for 2 couples to win $500 is on the website right now.
Just for signing up.
Yeah.
You don't even need to show us your gross, kissy pictures.
No, we know it's sappy, and you probably annoy a lot of friends by being so lovey-dovey, but maybe it could score you a couple bucks.
Get a room.
And if you think you know the score of the big game this coming weekend, that could score you some serious money.
The large football contest.
Right. The please don't sue us game.
We need to make it known that we're not saying the name of the game.
No, we are not.
So if you think you could figure out the score of the
major pro football championship.
That legal approved that. That's fine.
Yeah, legal said we could do it. Anyway. So go to thexrockford.com for all those opportunities.
It's Kev.
Love that guy.
On 104.9.
Lock in.
The Morning X.
Every single day on The Morning X at around 6:50 and 9:15, we do the tool of the day. And this year, we're doing something a little bit different. We are voting every single week for tool of the week, and then eventually tool of the month and tool of the year. This is all thanks to Rockford Retool getting behind us for tool of the day. And we're trying to decide who's the biggest dumbass of 2021. And we have 4 candidates up for Tool of the Month for January. Now, these are the tools of the week for all the 4 weeks in January. And this is what the voting decided at the time of the announcement. Now, the results could have changed on the polls on the website. Nothing we could do about that now. These were the results as they came in. First tool of the week for January was the porch pirate who stole a package and immediately got caught by the homeowners when his car got stuck in a snowbank. You want to vote for him for Tool of the Month? Text Kev and the number 1 to 59457. Text Kev and the number 1 to 59457. Or was it this Tool of the Week from the second week in January? The guy who got busted for drugs while wearing a t-shirt that said, "Don't do drugs." Oh, man. Vote for him by texting Kev and the number 2 to 59457. Kev and the number 2 to 59457. Or if you want to vote for this guy, the guy who got arrested for driving naked, got out on bail, and then immediately got arrested again for driving naked, you can vote for that naked idiot by texting Kev the number 3 to 59457. And finally, the final week tool of the week for January was the guy who drove 213 miles per hour in his Lamborghini, got caught because he live streamed himself doing it. Vote for that guy. Text Kev and the number 4 to 59457. We'll tally up the votes there. We'll put the voting up at thexrockford.com as well for you to decide there. We'll tally them all up and put one of these fools up in the running for Tool of the Year. It's 104.9 The Morning X.
It's Kev.
Now, what do you think of a character like that?
On 104.9.
Well, I think you're wise to keep him locked up, Doctor.
The Morning X.
104.9, The Morning X. It is Kev, powered by Expert Electronics, in McChesney Park. Text the show at 59457. Text the word Kev, and whatever it is you want to say. We are happy to take your text message there to 59457. Make sure it just contains the word Kev so it comes to me. That's all you got to do to get a hold of me. 815-874-2104 is the studio line here. And if you can't reach me there, you can also leave a voice message at 815-575-XVM1 or participate online on our Facebook page at The X Rockford, also Twitter and Instagram. Lots of ways to get a hold of us, and a lot of crappy news going on right now. A lot of just unfortunate things happening. And I feel like you could use a dose of good news. So let's take a look at what's the good news today. We'll go to South Carolina first. A high school principal in South Carolina has been working a second job and giving the money from his second job to his students. Henry Darby, his name. He stocks the shelves at Walmart three nights a week just to help families who are struggling. And now somebody started a GoFundMe for him that's raised over $140,000. And Walmart donated another $50,000 to that school. Just really cool to see good things happening for good people. Here's something from Illinois. A couple married 63 years recently had to check in to a hospital in Illinois after they both got COVID, and they were missing each other because they had to be in separate rooms. So last week, their nurses threw them a little date night so they could have dinner together. Oh, man. I mean, if you're married to somebody and you really love somebody, you do miss them, and that sucks. So it was really cool that a hospital put that together for them. Really awesome. And we'll go right in our own backyard to wrap up our good news today. A Rockford artist named Joe Talman. He's made the finals in a beer can design contest put on by Pabst Blue Ribbon, and if he wins, he will receive $10,000 and have his design on millions of beer cans later on this year. So best of luck to Joe, and that's your dose of good news.
5 more minutes of this and I'm going to get mad.
104.9 The Morning X.
104.9 The Morning X. It is Kev. It is Groundhog Day, and we have been handed news here that Punxsutawney Phil, the groundhog, saw his shadow, so we are subjected to 6 more weeks of winter. But it just so happens I got the man himself on the phone, the groundhog, Punxsutawney Phil. What's up, buddy? Welcome back to the show.
Hey, what's up there, you ugly son of a bitch? How's your mom doing?
My mom's doing fine. I don't see what that has to do with anything.
I ask everybody, how's your mom doing? It makes me seem like a nice guy.
And you're not a nice guy?
No, I'm pretty much an asshole.
Okay. So you saw your shadow, and I don't know if you know this, but that is really bad news for people. We hate it when you see your shadow.
I gotta be honest with you, I love it when I see my shadow because you human beings are such pussies about the weather that you can't even handle 6 more weeks of winter, and you guys live in heated environments.
Well, you know, even if you live in a house, it still sucks to have to go outside in the cold.
Try living in a tree stump, you spoiled ass.
All right, fine, I stand corrected, fine. So what else have you got going on, man?
Oh, you know, just the usual, just doing cool things like getting laid, having babies, that kind of stuff.
Ugh, rabies, that sounds nasty, man. Don't you have to get a whole bunch of shots?
Not rabies, you idiot, babies!
Oh, okay. I thought you said rabies.
Of course, I would never catch rabies. I wrap it before I tap it.
Okay. So I also heard that you're making a ton of money on Cameo. People can actually pay you to pay them a visit via video on Cameo. Is that true?
No, you know what? The guy who calls himself my handler, he started that whole Cameo thing. That's got nothing to do with me. I've actually been focusing on my OnlyFans account.
You have an OnlyFans page?
Oh, yeah. You can watch me get it on with all kinds of hogs. Groundhogs, hedgehogs, ball hogs, Rockford ice hogs. You name it. I'll bang it.
Punxsutawney Phil, everybody. Thank you.
104.9 The Morning X.
It is Groundhog Day, which means very little. Just, you know, a rodent cannot predict the weather. Sorry to tell you that. I don't mean to be that guy. I don't mean to burst anybody's bubble. But that's not how we tell. No input there. Just going to leave me hanging. That's fine.
Sorry. I thought you were going to introduce me. Like, say, hey, Matt's here. No. No, I believe a groundhog can predict the weather. I base all of my science off of movies, and I enjoy the movie Groundhog
Day. Look at this cocky a-hole requires an introduction. Can't just join the conversation without everybody knowing that Matt Hall is in the room.
Well, usually, no. Usually you say, hey, Matt's here, but you didn't, and it threw me off.
I'm sorry to break format for a second. I would have gotten there. Hi, Matt Hall.
Hi, good morning. Yes.
Time for this week's Celebrity Dump. Here's where we dump on celebrities.
Yeah, that's what they get.
Martha Stewart is launching a line of cannabis edibles for canines.
Really?
Yeah, she says her dogs are part of her family, and she prioritizes their emotional and physical well-being as much as her own. No word on whether Snoop counts as one of those dogs, but where there's cannabis.
Hey, you know what? Her and Snoop are good friends, and I like Martha Stewart. You know why? She went to jail and didn't snitch on anybody. She did her time, and she didn't, like, turn over anybody. She just did what she had to do.
Snitches get stitches.
That's right. And she's down with Snoop, and I'm down with Snoop.
Pop artist The Weeknd, or should I say The Weeknd?
Yeah, there's no E at the end.
He's the star of the halftime show this Sunday.
Yes.
He said he's put $7 million of his own money into the halftime show. He says it's a small price to pay to pave the way for Super Bowl halftime shows to feature artists that don't matter.
Does anybody really know who he is? I know the one song he sings. Ooh, I'm blinded by the light.
Right, and that was a huge TikTok song, and I guarantee that is the only reason this guy is doing the halftime show, because you know he's coming out with the Greatest Hits album?
He is.
Ahead of the Super Bowl halftime show?
How's that possible?
Wouldn't that be Greatest Hit? This is my Greatest Hit album?
Hey, Weekend, I love all your hit song.
Yeah, right. Pamela Anderson got married on Christmas Eve.
She did?
Yeah, she and her bodyguard tied the knot.
Pamela, get in the wedding sack. Pamela.
Borat?
Yeah, I didn't do the Borat.
Is that your poor Borat impression?
I can't do a good Borat. Get in the wedding sack.
And my wife. But yeah, her and her bodyguard tied the knot at her home in Canada.
Nice.
She says she's, quote, in the arms of a man who truly loves me.
What, Tommy Lee didn't do it for her?
Yeah. No word on whether this guy can drive a boat with his penis, but I
gotta tell you, I did see that, and when he honked the horn, that was amazing. That was really amazing. That was something to be seen. We all wish we could do that. He did it.
It's true, he did. These guys got skills.
He stood there, he honked it, and then he put his arms on his hips like he was like, and he stood in the wind like he was proud. Like, look what I have done.
It was a real Captain Morgan moment.
It was really cool. One day, I vow.
Finally, O.J. Simpson got his COVID-19 shot on Friday.
Well, thank God.
He posted a picture of himself with the caption, "Get your shot. I got mine." O.J. never got COVID-19, but he plans to write a book called If I Got COVID-19.
Here's how I'd get it. Exactly.
Here's how I would have gotten it.
Down to the last details.
That's your celebrity dump. 104. Finish
him. 9. The Morning X wins.
104.9 The Morning X. It is Kevin. It's time once again to take a look at Rockford missed connections. Looking for love in all the wrong places. And I thank you, Joey Dick, for the delay in playing the intro music. Glad to see you're awake in there. Every day with this kid. Every day. Anyway, hi, Matt, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Kev.
Are you ready to dive into the Rockford Craigslist and see who's looking for love?
Every day, but I can pretty much tell you without even looking who's looking for love. Weirdos.
You looking to find yourself a date, Matt Hall?
Yes, but not. I don't think on Craigslist, though.
Perhaps one of these people is looking for you.
Maybe. Well, let's see what they got today.
All right, first one says looking for a buddy.
Well, I'm a buddy.
This is from the Rockford/Byron area.
Uh-huh.
This says, looking for a buddy to compare poles and fishing techniques with in the next hour. You must host today. This is urgent, Matt.
Oh, they want to get it done today.
By 8:45 in the morning, he wants to compare fishing poles with you.
But it's too cold to go fishing today, Kev. What's he talking about?
Haven't you ever heard of ice fishing?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, cold weather does, you know...
You never put your pole in somebody's ice hole?
No.
That's never happened?
No, I can't say that I have. No. Cold weather affects it.
You got to do it today, within the next hour.
Well,
so.
I guess I'm out on that one.
So it's like a radio commercial. Hurry in today! Ice hole fishing!
I'm sure that's what he wants.
All right, so this one, this next one,
God,
is one of two that go together.
Oh, okay.
This one says, looking for the carpet installer. I made you a kneeling pad. You tried it out and really liked it.
Oh.
I made a better one if you'd like to try it out.
Is this a woman or a man? Does it say?
These never specify, usually. In this case, no specifications. But someone's looking for someone who knows how to kneel down. And
knee pads, too, so at least you're comfortable down there.
Service the carpet. Yeah.
No scraped knees.
So a couple of posts later, this one pops up, titled A New Trade from the Rockford area. It says, I've always wanted to learn how to install carpet. I have knee pads to make it more comfortable for me while I'm down there learning.
Oh. Well, these two people should get together then.
You would think they should, yeah.
They both have knee pads.
One person's looking for the installer. The other person's looking to learn how to service some carpet.
I mean, it couldn't be more perfect. I wish we could get these two people together somehow.
And that's what I try to do with the Rock for Miss Connections. You know, I try to get these people to hear that people are looking for them, you know?
Through the power of radio.
Like, maybe you heard yourself. It has happened before where people heard their post and called us and said, hey, that was me. I was the person in Walmart who was too shy to ask a lady out. Yes, it has happened before. And we've had people make misconnection posts trolling us, saying, yeah, I'm looking for a girl, but not one of those hacks on the X who troll the misconnection section.
You know what? If you're putting your stuff on misconnections, you get what you get, I say.
Yeah, and usually what you get is not exactly what you desired, you know?
You get fishing poles and ice holes, I guess.
Or you get...
That too.
Hey, you want to help me move this couch into my van? Here, get in there and I'll push it in from behind.
I just watched that. I can't watch. It's so creepy.
I do not want to touch his ass.
Or you end up with... You got to watch out, you know?
Well, there's a lot of that going on, too, apparently, on Craigslist.
Ooh, Matt, here's one for you. This one says, moving to DeKalb.
Oh, okay. I live in that area.
Matt's a DeKalbish guy.
Yeah.
In the next month or two, I'll be moving to DeKalb. I'm white male, 51 years old.
Okay.
And in search of a couple or female.
I'm out.
I'd like to chat with. You could find a girl to pose as your lover to have a three-way with this 51-year-old guy.
So he wants to double his pleasure, eh? So
yes, he does.
He wants to do the devil's triangle then. It's the guy and the girl, right?
Yeah, and I don't know what's the devil's triangle about that. Well, I don't know why you're being so picky.
Well, I'm sorry. I just, you know, when I think of that, I think of the other way, you know?
You walk around here going, oh, I'm so lonely, I don't have anybody. This guy offers up a great deal, and you just turn your nose up at it.
Well, you know, I guess I should be more open to things, huh? Trying new things.
I mean, adjust your preferences a little bit. You know what I mean? You've never tried it, so how do you know?
You're right. You know what? I don't know. So maybe this should be the year that I get more adventurous.
I mean, I understand a three-way with a guy and a girl is not exactly, well, I've never tried pecan pie before. I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, it's a little different than that.
Yeah. But I do know that occasionally, you know, it's difficult to try a nut pie. You know what I mean? It's...
I'm full, thanks. I passed.
Yeah. It's Kev.
I love that guy.
On 104.9.
Log in.
The Morning X.
If you can text the show, text the word Kev and whatever you want to say to 59457. Make sure the word Kev is in there and it will come to me. It's time to take a look at today's dose of coronavirus insanity. And this has led me to a poll question that I put up at thexrockford.com. But in the meantime, I'll read you the rest of the stories. And that's on our Facebook page at The X Rockford. I should say that poll question. But we'll start with this one. We've seen a lot of restaurants put mannequins at their tables to ensure social distancing, but nobody's gone this far yet. A woman who owns a restaurant in Belgium says she misses customers so much that she started serving drinks to her mannequins. That is terrifying. Because how long before she misses getting it on that she participates with her mannequins? It can get pretty weird at that point, I think. So that's weird. The UK has the fastest vaccine rollout in the world, and it might be because their health secretary is a huge fan of the movie Contagion. He paid attention to the global competition for vaccine in that movie and made sure to take steps similar to that so that the UK would be out front in terms of funding, getting the supply, and having a plan to distribute it. How would you like a government basing everything they do on what they saw in a movie? I mean, I guess it worked for the UK at this point. Maybe not such a bad idea. A parking garage at the airport in Montreal has waived 11 months worth of parking fees for a guy who hasn't been allowed to cross the border to get his car back. This guy in Vermont left his car in Montreal and apparently can't get back over to get it, but they keep giving him tickets. And they're dumping the tickets because they're nice in Canada. That's how that works. Burger King in France is giving out 2-pound bags of potatoes free to customers who go through the drive-thru. They just bought an extra 200 tons of potatoes to help out the farmers who had a huge surplus because of the pandemic. Look at that. Helping people out. The Massachusetts Department of Corrections offered to take 1 week off of prison sentences for inmates who get the COVID vaccine. But here's where we get to our question. Now, this is a story, a poll that they took of a certain amount of people. And 51%, no, 58% chose wrong, I think. A poll asked gamers if they'd rather get the vaccine today or get the new Xbox. 58% chose the Xbox. I mean, Xbox would, you know, I don't know. Maybe Xbox would keep them indoors for months, so it's more or less as good as them getting the vaccine. I don't know. Either way, I asked the question on our Facebook page, at The X Rockford. Looking for your responses. How would you choose? If you could only choose one today, would you get an Xbox or would you get the vaccine? The more I say the question out loud, the more ridiculous it seems. You can text your response to 59457. Make sure you include the word Kev so I can get it. Daniel says neither. Both are bunk. Doug says the Xbox. Bilius says get the vaccine so that you can get that stimulus check and buy a PlayStation. Left the Xbox out of it entirely. Jeremy agrees with him. Ann says she'll get the Xbox and she doesn't even play video games. Wow. Interesting. I'll share some more of your responses later on this hour. Again, you can participate on our Facebook page at The X Rockford. You can call me 815-874-2104 or text the show. Text the word Kev and your response to 59457.
1049 The Morning X.
1049 The Morning X. It is Kev. And earlier during the coronavirus insanity report, it came up that 58% of people said they would rather have an Xbox than the vaccine if they were able to get one of those two things today. So I had to put that out there on our Facebook page at The X Rockford. If you could only have one today, would you choose an Xbox or the coronavirus vaccine? 58% of people in the world, or the people polled anyway, gamers, said the Xbox. Of course, gamers are going to say the Xbox. You can text me 59457. Make sure you put the word Kev in there somewhere so I can get it. Got a text from the 815. I'd rather get the vaccine because having an Xbox does me no good when I'm dead. I mean, blunt, but to the point, for sure. From the 262, if it were the PS5, I'd have some serious thinking to do. Yeah, I mean, the Xbox is one thing. More people might want the PS5. From the 815, vaccine, please, please, please get the vaccine. Yeah, I mean, I kind of don't want to have to wear a mask at the gym forever. Like, I go to the gym. But you get what I mean, right? I think I'd rather get the vaccine, to be honest. I'll get the vaccine so that I can play my PlayStation or whatever video game console it is. On our Facebook page at The X Rockford, responses coming in as well. Daniel says PlayStation and not even close. Well, that wasn't one of the choices. But I get it. If it were a PS5, some people would have some serious thinking to do according to these text messages. You can text your response to 59457, include the word Kev so that I can see it. Please, por favor, as they say. You can call me 815-874-2104 or leave a voicemail at the X voicemail line, 815-575-XVM1. If you could get one, only one today, would you choose Xbox or the coronavirus vaccine? It's the Morning X.
1049, The Morning X.
Andrea from the Rockford Area Convention and Visitors Bureau on the phone. Hello, welcome back to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. You and I were just talking off the air while the song was playing just now about, you know, I got nieces and nephews, you have kids. The kids growing up now make us feel old.
Right. I mean, we were just reminiscing there for a good few minutes. It's strange to me. You know, I'm talking just like my mom did.
Yeah.
Exactly how she did. How did this happen?
Yes, for me, it's going to be like, someday I hope you have kids that act just like you. And, you know, that's like a revolving cycle through life. But what I've learned from my nieces and nephews is that I'm glad I grew up when I did.
Ooh, that is such a good point. It kind of brings me back to the question you asked, what was it, last week about favorite cartoons? I mean, that's just
right.
One thing, right?
Well, yeah, shows now are garbage. Yeah.
Uh-huh. All the way to just, you know, going out to play till, what, 9 at night and strolling on in on your bike. I mean, things are just a lot different now.
They are, and you know, kids are meaner. Kids have always been mean, but they're mean online now, and that just lives online, and people can comment on it. Like, I would get bullied on the playground, but there wouldn't be a forum for everybody to agree or disagree with whether or not I was a dork. You know what I mean? It was the one guy calling me a dork. Maybe he had a friend with him, and that was it.
Oh.
But nowadays, man, I'm glad that I grew up when I did. You know, these kids have it rough today.
Yeah, I agree. It's just a whole different world. So
sure is.
Well, but hey, they're going to be teaching us a lot. You know.
Yeah, we're gonna learn a whole new world here eventually.
Yep. Good point.
We are under a winter storm warning right now, Andrea. However, that's for today, so it should not keep us from enjoying our weekend. At GoRockford.com, what are we going to find?
All right. Well, there's a lot going on. I want to start off by talking about, you know, you bring up the snow, but this is a perfect time of year, as you well know, to get out and go and enjoy the different parks, paths. You know, my family and I, over the weekend, last weekend, we went to Rock Cut State Park, and we just kind of drove through. We needed to drive. We needed to get out of the house. And we saw a bunch of little pockets of groups of people that were doing snowshoeing and hiking and ice fishing and just sledding and having some fun. Maybe some were just walking. So it was just really cool to see. So again, yes, it is snowing, but this weekend, you're right, it's going to be good weather to just go on out and appreciate the winter in the Midwest. Maybe you want to build a snowman in a park. Definitely go do that. It's a lot of fun. So that's something to do. I want to mention too, the 815 Ambassador, or the 815 Outdoors and Outside Collaboration. It's a group of different parks that get together, and they give really fun ideas for what you can go out and do in our area. So check it out. So it's 815 Outside is the website, and you can learn and get more information on that.
Great.
So that's one thing. Now, Kev, totally right up your alley is the Hot Wheels exhibit. I think we've mentioned this before, but it is going on at the Discovery Center Museum. So it already kicked off end of January. It's going through until May 16th. So it's temporary. So you're going to want to make sure you plan accordingly. They, of course, do want you to call in advance for this, because it would, you know, it's a very popular exhibit. They want to make sure that they adhere to the social distancing and things like that. But while you're there, of course, you can appreciate the whole entire museum. They do a phenomenal job of keeping people in and out quick through this exhibit and through the museum, so that you're all keeping safe, and it's a lot of fun.
That's
so check
great.
It out if you can.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't really enjoy Hot Wheels the same way that other boys did when I was a kid. Like, I had Hot Wheels and I liked them, you know what I mean? But I wasn't like a collector. I didn't, like, pretend they were racing. I would use them more often than to pretend I was, like, King Kong, and I would stomp on them and throw them. You know, like I was, like...
I could see that.
Yeah, that was more my bag. You know, I was never really, like a cars guy. You know what I mean? But right. I did enjoy having them to play with. I just played with them differently, which is why I was called a dork on the playground, if we want to bring it back to that.
There's nothing wrong with doing that. I think it's a great and creative way to have fun with Hot Wheels. But
sure, yeah.
That's just me.
Yeah, I had I would have boats in the bathtub, and I would, you know, pretend I was a sea monster. And that's, you know, that was more my style. I was a monster kid, you know? So, like,
you were a monster kid.
I was a monster and a kid, but I was also a monster kid.
So awesome.
I liked monster movies. That's how that works.
I love it. I love it. Well, however you want to enjoy your Hot Wheels, you can do that in this exhibit as well. So
probably,
check it out.
Probably don't stomp on the Hot Wheels at the exhibit. That's not what.
No,
that's not what we're saying here.
I would recommend not doing that. Don't be King Kong at the exhibit, but definitely check it out. Again, May 16th is when this particular temporary exhibit ends. So that's going on. And then last but not least, we have Valentine's Day right around the corner. So Rockford City Market is hosting their indoor pop-up shop, which I think is great. Again, call in advance for all the social distancing requirements and things like that. But they have a great lineup of vendors and a lot of great gift ideas, maybe for you or for, of course, your loved ones for the Valentine's Day event coming up.
All right. Awesome. That's nice and mushy-gushy.
Mushy-gushy. I know. I like mushy-gushy.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. Get a room, Andrea.
The gift. Gotta love the gift.
Sure do.
Yeah. Well, so that's what's going on. Check out, of course, GoRockford.com for more details on these events, or if you want to check out what other events are happening this coming week into the following, then check it out, GoRockford.com.
All right, thank you, Andrea. Appreciate that. Like she said, GoRockford.com. Andrea from the Rockford Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. As always, a pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
It's Kev.
Now, what do you think of a character like that?
On 104.9.
Well, I think you're wise to keep him locked up, Doctor.
The Morning X.
That guy's a tool.
You're a tool. Tool of the day.
Powered by Retool of Rockford, they buy, sell, and trade tools on East State Street next to Chuck E. Cheese. And we make fun of tools. And we're going to vote for this week's Tool of the Week. But first, we need to hear what today's Tool of the Day is. And we go to Oklahoma City. On Tuesday night, an 18-year-old girl named Blakely Sands tried to get into a bar outside of Oklahoma City and was very confident in her fake ID. Now, the bartender carded her because she looks about 15 years old. And when she flashed her fake ID, they were like, yeah, that's not real. And they took it away. They confiscated it. And usually at that point, you just say, all right, I tried. You leave the bar, you go home, wait till you're 21. But no, she decided to double down and call the cops. She called the cops complaining that the bartender wouldn't give her fake ID back. She was trying to still convince them that the ID was real. The name on it was McKamey Queen, which is not anybody's real name. And when they tried to run the license number, it belonged to some random guy in Texas. Yeah. I guess you forgot that the cops can do that kind of thing. She's facing charges for trying to mislead police by presenting a fake ID. They took her off to Tool Jail. Oh, boy. Well, if you want to vote for this young glass for Tool of the Week, text Kev and the number 1 to 59457. That's Kev and the number 1 to 59457. If you want to vote for the guy who stole an ambulance and got caught because he went to a drive-thru and got stuck, you want to vote for that guy, text Kev and the number 2 to 59457. Maybe you want to vote for the guy who tried to clean his DNA from a crime scene using a fire extinguisher. Which, yeah, it doesn't work. Text the number Kev and the number 3 to 59457. If that guy's not stupid enough for you, how about the guy in China who needed to charge his phone so he unplugged a traffic light so he could plug it in? Vote for that guy by texting Kev and the number 4 to 59457. And finally, if you want to vote for the guy who called 911 for a ride home while he was carrying illegal drugs and had the state of Florida tattooed on his forehead, you want to vote for that guy, text Kev and the number 5 to 59457. You'll also be able to vote at TheXRockford.com. Wow. You know, when you hear all these dumbasses back-to-back, it really makes you feel good about your own life, right? The Tool of the Day is powered by Retool of Rockford. They buy, sell, and trade tools. Go in, see Dave, right there next to Chuck E. Cheese on East State Street, or visit RockfordRetool.com.
5 more minutes of this, and I'm going to get mad.
104.9, The Morning X.
On the phone with Wally at IsmailFootballAbsurdity.com. Welcome back, man. It's been a while.
It has been a while, and it's going to be a while after this, probably, unless the Bears actually do something exciting, which I think we all know isn't going to happen.
Well, it's been a nice break from the stress of watching the Bears. You know, I've actually felt pretty good.
It's been a nice break from sadness.
Yes. So I brought you on because we got to talk Super Bowl, man. Super Bowl 55 this Sunday. Tom Brady's 10th Super Bowl, Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What's up with that, man? How do you feel about it?
We do need to talk about the Super Bowl. This is a classic battle of good versus evil. On the side of good, there is the lovable Andy Reid, our hero, Patrick Mahomes, and on the side of villainy, Tom Brady.
Of course, yes.
Tom Brady, the greatest evil that has befell humanity, and I had to ask myself, if I was going to predict who will win the Super Bowl in the battle of good versus evil, and this Super Bowl represents 2020, I kind of think evil wins.
Yeah, it does kind of count as the 2020 Super Bowl, doesn't it? Even though it's taking place in 2021.
Super Bowl. Yeah. So you think, like, 2021 has been going much better.
So you think, based on the good and evil mythology, Tom Brady takes it?
Tom Brady wins through virtue of dark powers. We always thought Bill Belichick was the true evil genius in New England. Obviously, he's not. The corrupted soul is Tom Brady.
Now, you could say it's evil, or you could say that the NFL is scripted, and they definitely favor Tom Brady because why would Matt LaFleur run the ball?
I don't know. I think a lot of NFL coaches are just dumb.
I guess I said that wrong. Why wouldn't he have run the ball? Why kick the field goal? You got the MVP quarterback on your side. It's because the NFL paid them.
I knew what you meant.
It's because the NFL paid them to let Tom Brady go to another Super Bowl. Because you know what? They make more money when that asshole is in the Super Bowl.
I think you need to consider, you're saying that they're evil. I say most coaches are ex-players and they've been hit in the head a lot. The fact that you sometimes get a coach who is actually, like, smart is the exception, not the rule. And the other reason why the Bucks have a better chance of winning, of course, is because Kansas City, I don't know if you know this, they have 2 people on the COVID list.
Yeah, from the O-line, right?
Because they needed to get haircuts. They had a barber that they were bringing in while supposedly following protocols, but I don't know if the barber was following protocols. So how important during quarantine is getting a haircut? Is it more important than a Super Bowl?
I mean, if you're going to the Super Bowl, there's going to be a lot of eyeballs on you. You want to make sure you got a nice fade.
You're wearing a helmet.
I know. It's pretty obvious that they did not need those haircuts.
Probably not. But at the same time, also, I do get it. Like, this is the most media, like, the guys who aren't quarterbacks or receivers or running backs are going to get. Like, the national media is going to be swarming in. But at the same time, they're going to be swarming in on Zoom.
Look, Waleed.
Everyone looks bad on Zoom.
Look, Waleed, it's hard to score a State Farm insurance commercial if you look like a ragamuffin.
It's also hard if you're not one of the best quarterbacks in football. If we're being honest.
Pretty much.
Do you think, I mean, because let's be honest, Aaron Rodgers got it while sporting that panhandle mustache. So I'm not sure that they're really that concerned about grooming.
Oh, dude. I mean, speaking of mustaches, Andy Reid, right? I mean, he's still got that Wilford Brimley diabetes guy mustache, right?
Yeah, like the walrus, man. Yes. I love it.
Yeah, he definitely looks like that guy. He was from the oatmeal commercials and the diabetes commercials. That was Wilford Brimley, yeah. Right? That was his name?
I'm not going to lie to you. It's Wilford Brimley. But I'm not going to lie to you. I'm kind of surprised Andy Reid is still alive. It kind of feels, with how long he's been in the NFL and how clearly unhealthy he is, doesn't it kind of feel like he should have died already? Like, and I'm not saying, like, I want him to live to be 1,000. I love Andy Reid. But, man, like...
And still working. That's what I love about it, you know?
And a high-stress job. Like, the highest stress. You're working 80 hours a week. You're killing yourself.
And on top of that, he is overweight. He's not a thin guy. So, I mean, his cholesterol and his blood pressure have to be high if you add the pressure of the NFL onto that. And not only the pressure of the NFL, but the pressure of having an NFL championship team and the pressure of winning another one. I'm surprised he survived this year.
In a league full of coaches who look incredibly unhealthy, Andy Reid looks the unhealthiest of all.
It's true. It's true. Okay, so all things considered, what do you think? You say Buccaneers by how much?
I think it's going to be a close game. I thought it was going to be a shootout, but it looks like it's going to be rain. So it might be like a nice little mud bowl, which, honestly, I'll take. Give me garbage football because my team isn't in it, so they should all suffer.
Do you know if they're selling tickets to the game, a limited number of tickets?
I'm sure there's going to be limited numbers of tickets, but yeah. You have to go to Tampa to do it,
yeah.
And I don't know that the trade-off is worth it.
But, I mean, it is the home team of one of the opponents, which is the first time in NFL history that that's happened.
First time it's happened, yeah.
So, I mean, Tom Brady's fans will show up if they can, which gives them a little bit of an edge.
I guess. I mean, I don't know, like, I don't feel like home field advantage played a big edge this year because teams are, like, pumping in crowd noise. It's not the same.
Right. Well, that's why I asked about the fans in the stands, like, if they're going to allow people to buy tickets or not. I
mean, but even still, fans in the stands of the Super Bowl, those tickets don't usually go to people who are actually fans. They go to rich people.
It's true. That's true. Yeah, there's not going to be any folks like you and I out there. That's for sure.
Yeah, so I guess the question is, like, but then again, like, I feel like rich people are on the side of Tom Brady more than Patrick Mahomes.
So
maybe it does help.
Which they would be, because he's just one of them with a football helmet on. That's all.
Exactly.
That's all. Anyway, we do have to wrap it up here, but real quick, Bears prospect Deshaun Watson, are we going to get him?
Oh, my God. Like, we're not... But I hope they at least try to. We're more likely to get, like, Derek Carr or something, which, honestly, as long as it's not Nick Foles or Mitch Trubisky, I think I'd be okay with it. But
you're ready for this era to end,
it's
huh?
It's going to be ugly. I am so done with it. But I'll tell you what. Supposedly, they're trying to get Watson. And if Pace can, like, fix the mistake he made, I can forgive them bringing him back.
All right, that's
the only way I'll forgive him.
That is a pretty definitive statement, so we will leave it right there. Wally Dismail, footballabsurdity.com. I don't have a dog in the race for the Super Bowl, but if you do, good luck. Footballabsurdity.com, fantasy tips and more, and we look forward to talking to you on Monday post-Super Bowl.
I look forward to it.
All right, well, we'll talk to you then. Thank you very much, sir. And that's 104.9 The Morning X.
Just because he's the morning guy.
Why don't you kiss my ass?
Doesn't mean he's a morning person.
But I hope you leave enough room for my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach and break your goddamn spine! Ah!
It's Kev on The Morning X.
104.9 The Morning X. It is Kev. 815-874-2104 is the studio line here. You can text the show. Text the word Kev and whatever you want to say to 59457. Or you can call the X voicemail line, which is 815-575-XVM1. And some people have been using it. Some people have been quite active on the X voicemail line.
Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? I don't think my phone's right. Hello?
Yeah, just a tip for you. This is a voicemail line. It's not an answering machine. We can't hear it live in studio, so it's not like if we missed your call or you called the X voicemail line, we could hear you so we could pick up. That's not exactly how this voicemail line works, sir. Thanks for yelling in our ears. Again, the X voicemail line, 815-575-XVM, 124 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yo, when are we going to get some more AC/DC, Alice Cooper, shit like that, man?
First of all, this might be the first time we've ever had a complaint about not playing enough AC/DC. People have been complaining a lot about the older stuff. But he continues.
I mean, y'all play some fire tunes, but we need some more of the oldies. I hear a lot of this new emo, young, my girlfriend broke up with me on prom night, and I'm pissed off about it, and I'm never going to get over it, so I'm going to scream into a microphone crap. I don't like that.
All right. Well, your opinion is noted, sir. Don't forget about Hit It or Quit It at thexrockford.com. Thanks to 815 Gardens, your homegrown hydro store. You can vote on the latest music, whether or not we play it. It's called Hit It or Quit It. New one up there from a band called Oh the Horror. I don't think we play any emo music. We may play some a little more whiny rock, but nothing really emo. Maybe. There might be one or two bands, but, you know, that's fine. He continues, though.
Also, you want to hear a joke?
Do we want to hear do we want to hear his joke? Are we down for that? All right. Is it going to be good, Joey? Joey says no, it's not going to be good. Let's hear it.
What kind of bear has no teeth?
All right, what kind of bear has no teeth? Oh, let's just hear it.
A gummy bear. I'm going to go now because I hate myself. Bye.
Well, don't hate yourself. We all make a dumb joke every now and then. I do it all the time. All the time, sir. So don't be embarrassed.
Every time I call, hello? I am the no one at this radio station, hello? Every time I call, no one answers, hello? Hello? What the hell?
I love that right there at the end.
What the hell?
That's obviously somebody trolling me on the X voicemail line, 815-575-XVM1, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Some people have issues. Those people work here. The Morning X.
On the phone right now, the director of business operations for the Rockford IceHogs on the phone, Mr. Mike Peck. Welcome back to The Morning X, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kev.
It's such a formal title for a guy like you.
Yeah, I know. It sounds really important, doesn't it?
Your picture on the website, you look like you're running for Congress.
Oh, geez. Don't put me in that category, please. Please don't do that to me.
Oh, well, you don't have the American flag pin on your lapel, so you're good. Yeah. But you may not know something about Mike Peck, and if you don't know this, I don't know where you've been, but Mike Peck was a commentator once for the Rockford IceHogs. You may remember this.
Here we go! Everybody's going to go! Hunt's going to trap him with Mrazek! We got ourselves a la line brawl!
You were out of control, Mike.
Oh, that was an out-of-control fight.
This was January 19th, 2013, Grand Rapids and the IceHogs.
As Beach, here we got a bench clear! And the BMO! Everybody
that was by far the most violent fight I've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the video, there's just hockey mitts everywhere on the ice. It looks like a giant cookies and cream ice cream with all the hockey mitts laying around, and there's just pink jerseys and white jerseys just flying all over the place. It's insane.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite part was the fact that it was pink in the rink night. So the ice was pink, and we were wearing these bright pink bubblegum pink jerseys. And, there was some red on the ice that night, too, after that fight.
I mean, it was.
Like I said, it was violent. It kept going and going and going. And, you know, I just remember thinking right as it was going, like, oh, my gosh, my kids are in the stands here.
Well, yeah, the video is like 5 minutes long. So, I mean, it is a pretty long fight. Is that like for a commentator? Do you hope for something like that once in a while? Like, because you sound extremely excited. if you hear yourself, you know you do.
Yeah, you know, you hope for something crazy to happen, and that actually was in a stretch of time where we had, the year before, on April 1st, because it was April Fool's Day, we had a bench-clearing brawl, not as violent, in Milwaukee. We had a situation earlier that season where we had some guys come off the bench and fight the Cleveland Monsters, including Andrew Shaw. Shaw ended up getting suspended for like 5 or 6 games. Actually, it might have been a 9-game suspension. And then we had that bench clear brawl there. And then we had another one against the Chicago Wolves where we had a fight on our bench against the Wolves in Chicago. So we had like this stretch where we were fighting everybody. So it was quite entertaining. But, you know, it's one of those you go back and I listen to that, or, you know, when you play it back and it's like, boy, I definitely could have called that a little bit different.
But, I mean, I don't blame you. I don't think anybody blames you. I mean, that's intense.
Oh, but we got to find the new. Now we got to fight back in the Grand Rapids side. Now, here we go. We got to have a goalie fight. Carter Hunt's going to jump in. There we go.
I mean, it sounds like you're having the time of your life, to be honest with you.
It was a good time. But, you know, I guess sometimes I got a little too excited when I was in the booth there. And that was probably one of those times. But you know what? You have fun with it. I think it made SportsCenter and it made the national news. So I guess that was a good time.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, you go viral. You do you and go viral, Mike Peck.
Well, there you go. I guess that's what you got to do. Just do you, right?
For sure. So let's fast forward to 2021. The Rockford IceHogs were scheduled to play the Cleveland Monsters today. A little bit of a problem there. What's going on, man?
Oh, this is so COVID-19, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. What's up with that?
So the Monsters had a little bit of a COVID outbreak. So the way that it's kind of worked or structured in hockey right now in the NHL and the American Hockey League, and if you're a fan of the Blackhawks or the NHL, you've noticed some teams have been shut down. And the way they shut down teams, kind of the baseline is the amount of positive COVID tests. And I believe it's like 5 or 6 in the, I guess, hockey ops / player front. And that's exactly what had happened in Cleveland. So they're taking a little bit of time off to hopefully right the ship there and get their guys healthy and then resume play in a week or two. So unfortunately, that means our 2 games against Cleveland this weekend are postponed. They will be actually rescheduled, and hopefully later today or in the next couple of days, we'll announce when those games are going to be rescheduled. But this is, how about this? This is like Little League here, or like youth hockey. So instead of playing Cleveland tomorrow, we're going to play the Chicago Wolves. So it's kind of like, hey, anybody want to play us? And I guess the Chicago Wolves raised their hand and said, yeah, we'll come to Rockford to play you. And so tomorrow afternoon at 3:00, we're going to play the Chicago Wolves here at the BMO Harris Bank Center.
Excellent. Yeah, and so we're going to be broadcasting that game on Sports Fan Radio 1330 here as well, because still not letting fans into the BMO to watch, right?
Correct, yeah. For the foreseeable future, that's still the case, unfortunately, and hopefully that changes before we get to the end of the season, which is May 15th. Our last home game right now is May 14th, but, I mean, who knows what the heck's going to happen, you know? This probably won't be the last schedule change that we'll have.
Yeah, it's just one of those things we have to come to expect now with the way the last year has gone. But you say hopefully. Have you heard anything? Like any plans? Is there like a concrete date where like if we're down to this, by this date we'll open up?
No, I haven't. You know, I get the same news that you and all the listeners out there get. Just, you know, whatever you want to pay attention to. And frankly, I'm kind of tired of really paying close attention. You know, it's going to be whenever the governor and Winnebago County tells us, you know what, you guys can have some fans in the building.
You mean to tell me Congressman Mike Peck can't make a difference?
Yeah, you know, I guess I kind of slept through that last session. I apologize.
Yeah, well, that's why they took away your American flag pin.
There you go.
Well, you know what? Either way, we're glad that hockey is happening. We're glad that there are going to be games. We're glad that something is happening because I think that's a glimmer of hope for the future that anything is happening at all, whether we can go watch it or not. We can still listen to it on the radio. And AHL TV is a thing, right?
Yep, absolutely. AHLTV.com. We're also going to broadcast on Antenna TV 23.2. So, yeah, you can tune into Sports Fan Radio, online, sportsfanradio.com, or you can, AHLTV.com. There's several different ways to tune into the Ice Hogs this year. And we're doing a bunch of cool interactive stuff as well to keep the fans engaged. And we're giving away some prizes. We're actually still doing our jersey raffle like we do every game.
Awesome.
If you go onto the Ice Hogs app, you can participate in that. So we're still doing a whole bunch of fun things and trying to keep it light and, like you said, give everybody an outlet away from the craziness, which is today and tomorrow and probably the day after.
Now, is that craziness or is this craziness?
On the near side, here we go. Beach is going to drop him. We got to find the new. Now we got to fight back in the Grand Rapids side. Now, here we go. We got to have a goalie fight.
You know, you blame yourself for being too excited here, but
everybody's going to go.
A couple of side notes about that fight real quick. I know we're probably short on time, but Kyle Beach almost got choked out in that fight. Somebody from Grand Rapids was so upset with him. And then Carter Hutton, when he went down to fight Peter Mrazek, which, by the way, both goalies are in the NHL right now, he gave Peter Mrazek two black eyes because he beat him up so bad. The All-Star game in the American Hockey League was the next week, so Peter Mrazek had to go to the All-Star game with two black eyes.
You're supposed
to
have
goalies very often.
You're supposed to have black eyes. Every cartoon picture of a hockey player, he'll have black eyes and missing teeth. That's just what they look like.
Not the goalie, though, right? Yeah. Isn't that your tough guy?
Well, yeah, you got that mask on for a reason. Use it, dumbass.
Right.
All right, Mike Peck from the Rockford IceHogs. Thanks so much for joining us. Of course, keep up with everything that's going on at IceHogs.com. Thanks, Mike.
Hey, I appreciate it, Kev.